certain direction. Perhaps more than any other people in any other time, we intuit higher meaning in these mysterious happenings. We know that life is really about a spiritual unfolding that is personal and enchanting, an unfolding that no science or philosophy or religion has yet fully clarified. And we know something else as well. We know that once we do understand what is happening, how to engage this elusive process and maximize its occurrence in our lives, human society will take a quantum leap into a whole new way of life, one that realizes the best of our tradition and creates a culture that has been the goal of history all along. The following story is offered toward this new understanding. If it touches you, if it crystallizes something that you perceive in life, then pass on what you hear to another, for I think our new awareness of the spiritual is expanding in exactly this way, no longer through hype nor fad, but personally, through a kind of positive psychological contagion among people. All that any of us have to do is suspend our doubts and distractions just long enough, and miraculously, this reality can be our own. A critical mass. I drove up to the restaurant and parked, then leaned back in my seat to think for a moment. Charlene, I knew, would already be inside, waiting to talk with me. But why? I hadn't heard a word from her in 6 years. Why would she have shown up now, just when I had sequestered myself in the woods for a week? I stepped out of the truck and walked toward the restaurant. Behind me, the last glow of a sunset sank in the west and cast highlights of gold and amber across the wet parking lot. Everything had been drenched an hour earlier by a brief thunderstorm, and now the summer evening felt cool and renewed, and because of the fading light, almost surreal. A half moon hung overhead. As I walked, old images of Charlene filled my mind. Was she still beautiful, intense? How would time have changed her? And what was I to think of this manuscript she had mentioned, this ancient artifact found in South America that she couldn't wait to tell me about? "I have a 2-hour layover at the airport," she had said on the telephone. "Can you meet me for dinner? You're going to love what this manuscript says. It's just your kind of mystery." My kind of mystery? What did she mean by that? Inside, the restaurant was crowded. Several couples waited for tables. When I found the hostess, she told me Charlene had already been seated and directed me toward a terraced area above the main dining room. I walked up the steps and became aware of a crowd of people surrounding one of the tables. The crowd included 2 policemen. Suddenly, the policeman turned and rushed past me and down the steps. As the rest of the people dispersed, I could see past them to the person who seemed to have been the center of attention, a woman, still seated at the table. Charlene. I quickly walked up to her. "Charlene, what's going on? Is anything wrong?" She tossed her head back in mock exasperation and stood up, flashing her famous smile. I noticed that her hair was perhaps different, but her face was exactly as I remembered. Small, delicate features, wide mouth, huge blue eyes. "You wouldn't believe it," she said, pulling me into a friendly hug. "I went to the restroom a few minutes ago, and while I was gone, someone stole my briefcase." "What was in it?" "Nothing of importance, just some books and magazines I was taking along for the trip. It's crazy. The people at the other tables told me someone just walked in, picked it up, and walked out. They gave the police a description, and the officers said they would search the area."
"Maybe I should help them look."
No, let's forget about it. I don't have much time, and I want to talk with you."
I nodded, and Charlene suggested we sit down. A waiter approached, so we looked over the menu and gave him our order. Afterward, we spent 10 or 15 minutes chatting in general. I tried to underplay my self-imposed isolation, but Charlene picked up on my vagueness. She leaned over and gave me that smile again.
"So what's really going on with you?" she asked.
I looked at her eyes, at the intense way she was looking at me. "You want the whole story immediately, don't you?"
"Always," she said.
"Well, the truth is, I'm taking some time for myself right now and staying at the lake. I've been working hard and I'm thinking about changing directions in my life."
"I remember you talking about that lake. I thought you and your sister had to sell it."
"Not yet, but the problem is property taxes. Because the land is so close to the city, the taxes keep increasing."
She nodded. "So what are you going to do next?"
"I don't know yet. Something different.